You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Middlesbrough, of course, finished fourth on 85 points, just a point behind Norwich City in the end. Not a lot to choose between them. Norwich had the better goal difference in the regular season. The playoff semi-finals, Middlesbrough won 3-0 and 2-1 away at Brentford. And Norwich 1-1 at Portman Road, and then finally got past their big rivals Ipswich Town. 3-1 with the help of Berrabine sent off after 50 minutes for Ipswich. Both teams thoroughly deserve it, Pete. I always like to see, when you get to this stage, the final, that, you know, the teams who should be there are there. And these are the next best teams in the division after Bournemouth and Watford. So it's fair enough. And I suppose if there's any justice, it'd be Norwich who go up. But when you get to a game like this, I think both teams would deservedly be Premier League teams, wouldn't they?
They would. I'm pro Borough, not because I'm a fan, but because of the way they have, A, played against Norwich twice this season, beating them with an aggregate score of 5-0. Of course, one of those games they maybe didn't deserve to win. But they've got an aggregate score of 5-0 against these guys. They have played good football in both of the playoff games coming into this. And also, you know, it's hard to know what mentally and physically it will have taken out of Norwich to get past the local rivals, because we saw what the atmosphere was like at Carrow Road, at Portman Road. We saw what it was like for those two teams. And that looked draining. I was in the in-play radio studio, Lee. And up until that Berra penalty, Berra red card, I should say, and subsequent penalty, I was saying this is a nailed-on draw. This is a nailed-on draw. It's attritional. I even typed the word attritional into Twitter on air, and what came up, the first 15 were all talking about Norwich Ipswich, and that was the first 15 uses of the word attritional. That's tiring. Borough managed to, you know, shuffle things around a little bit, keep players fresh. There's a chance they might get Patrick Bamford back for this game as well, although I wouldn't play the headline offer of him and a win in 90 minutes of 4-1. But there is so many good-looking bets here. Ultimately, I do think Borough at 7-4 are a very good way to play this. In play and pre-match, well, closer to the time, you will get your to qualify market. The promotion market is there now as well. But Borough, for me, will do this in 90 minutes. We've not had too many extra times. One in the last five have gone extra time, although the last one was very, very close to doing so. So I think this gets done in 90 minutes. I think Borough do it. Now, then you're looking at who can help them do it. Well, Grant Leadbitter scored, of course, against Norwich when the two teams met the first time this season. He's a penalty taker. He's not had the best of 2015s in front of goal. Just the one goal in 2015 for Grant Leadbitter. But he's your penalty taker. And we have seen three penalties of late at Wembley in the Championship playoff final, albeit two for Swansea, I suppose, in one game. But yeah, 23-10, Grant Leadbitter, any time could be interesting. Lee Tomlin, I mean, this guy was superb. Scored, of course, against Brentford. He is such a key player to how Aitor Karanka plays his side. 10 goals this season. Tomlin at 5-2. He looks interesting. But also, I mentioned to you before that I think Norwich are frail from set pieces defensively. That's, of course, how we saw Ipswich equalise when they did. So, therefore, Ayala at 8-1. Fernando Amorebieta, 8-1. George Friend, 8-1. Probably not Ben Gibson. But the point is, look towards these guys from set pieces. Look towards these guys to get their head on the end of things. And that's, therefore, looking at that Borough backline, good value for one or two of those players. Personally, you know, even though Amorebieta has scored in the playoffs already, I would look personally towards Ayala. I think at 8-1, he's very, very interesting in terms of a price. So really, I am going with Borough here. And I'm going with Borough because I think Norwich will be a little bit more mentally and physically tired from what was a really tough, tight derby. I think that as good as they are, and they are a great side, I'm not downplaying how good Norwich are, I think from set pieces they are gettable. I think that's Borough's best quality, is attacking set pieces, if I'm perfectly honest with you. So you are looking at everything in my eyes playing into Borough's hands. They've got some experienced heads in there as well, Borough. Grant Leadbitter is an experienced head. Jonathan Woodgate has played, you know, huge Champions League games. He will know what he's doing. Jelle Vossen has played in cup finals before, of course, in his time at Genk. So he can talk players through. There are really experienced and clever names in there. Now, if you're looking at Norwich, there are, of course, some great players. Bradley Johnson, 23-10. He's been in great form under Alex Neil. Cameron Jerome scored the other day, of course, 6-4 for him. Don't look at Gary Hooper, not really starting games at the moment. But Redmond, he, of course, is threes. He scored and looked very, very dangerous throughout that game against Ipswich Lee. So those are really interesting goal scorer markets for me. I am going with Borough. Then you break it down a little bit further. And you say, well, what about some stats bets, Pete? What about, you know, the overs? You know, we talk about these games being crazy. Well, only three of the last five have been over 2.5. But the last two have both been unders. And of course, that QPR game was a 90th minute winner, wasn't it, from Bobby Zamora? So I would err actually towards unders. And we know that, you know, if you are backing Middlesbrough, we know that Borough have been keeping clean sheets against Norwich. And we know as well that defensively they're very, very good. So no, in terms of both teams are scoring under 2.5 at 21-20. The under 2.5 itself is the five here at 13-20. And I think that would be the way to play it. We've had lots of early goals recently the last two, but before that, quite a few early goals in the playoff final. You might want to look at that. Goal in the first 5 minutes is 8-1. But actually, when you look at it in context of when these two have met each other this season as well, there has been early goals too. In fact, there was one in the 8th and one in the 5th in the head-to-heads between these two this season. So actually, looking at an early goal could well play very much into your pocket, because, you know, we've got, you know, a game where both will want to try and fly out of the traps. We've got a game where historically, you know, we have seen early goals. Time of first goal, match goal live, 1st to 15th minute, yes, at 9-4. That could be interesting. And there's just so many good stats bets. I mean, 3 of the last 5, for example, have had a last 15-minute goal. 23-20, 76 minutes of full time, if you want to play the drama angle. There are so many great ways in. I like Borough Borough, double result as well. I mean, 18-5, it would have landed in both of their head-to-head so far this season. There is so many good pieces of value, but ultimately, I've gone with Middlesbrough 2-0 on the correct score at 12-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.